Let me just close on just a really weird quote from Ellen G. White. Listen to this. But if there was one sin, this is about the people before the flood. But if there was one sin above another which called for the destruction of the race by the flood, it was the base crime of amalgamation of man and beast, which defaced the image of God and caused confusion everywhere. Every species of animal which God had created were preserved in the ark. The confused species which God did not create, which were the result of amalgamation, were destroyed by the flood. Since the flood, there has been amalgamation of man and beast, as may be seen in the almost endless variety of species of animals and in certain races of men. What? What are you talking about? The problem before the flood was the amalgamation of man with animals. And it created all these weird species of animals that God did not allow onto the ark. But then after the flood, there's been more amalgamation, as can be clearly seen in all the species of animals. I mean, you can clearly see that there are a lot of species of animals that God just didn't make, right? I mean, right? We can all see that, right? What? No. And, well, what about those certain races of men? You know, where you're kind of like, is there an animal mixed in there? What in the world are you talking about? And then when you bring this up to Seventh-day Adventists, they'll just say like, oh, well, she wasn't a racist because she was against slavery and she loved black people. But wait a minute, she's still writing this weird stuff. I'm not saying she's a racist. I'm saying she's a lunatic. I'm not saying she's racist. I'm saying she doesn't know what amalgam means or what amalgamize means or an amalgamation is. Or what in the world is she talking about animals being amalgamated with humans before and after the flood? Look, I thought the big sin was violence. That's what the Bible said. The Bible said, read Genesis 6. He said, I'm going to destroy the earth because the whole earth is filled with violence. He says, it's violent. That's what the Bible, it doesn't say, I'm so tired of these weird species of animals. You know what I mean? What in the world? I mean, a duck-billed platypus? Are you serious? I mean, what in the world? I mean, God's up in heaven. You think I created a duck-billed platypus? Are you not an anteater? Are you serious? I mean, what else did God not make? What in the world? Okay, look. If this is who you want to follow, if this is who you think, I mean, if you just say, Pastor Anderson, you're wrong. Ellen G. White had the spirit of prophecy. You know, it really, October 22nd, 1844 was legit. Jesus is cleaning up that sanctuary right now. He's doing an investigative judgment on your life. Indivisibility of the body, soul, and spirit. Soul sleep. No hell that's eternal anyway. And, you know, mixing of animals and people as can be seen in some races. Everybody, I mean, come on. It's the elephant in the room, folks. We all see that animals, you know, like, you know, I don't know, Chihuahua. I mean, what's going on with God didn't create that. Okay. I mean, if you want to follow this woman, this prophetess, then you know what? You need to go join the Seventh-day Adventist Church. Because they are following this woman and her teachings and her writings. And they consider them an authoritative source of truth.